Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, as of this recording, today is my mom's birthday. She's 88 years old. We celebrated with her yesterday. It was just great to see all four generations come together, from mom to children to grandchildren to great-grandchildren. You know, I think I've probably mentioned before that my mom has severe dementia, so she lives in a senior care facility. And when it became necessary for her to move there, my brother and I sold her house and contents to have the funds needed to be able to provide for her care there. She's been there 3 years now, and God has been so faithful that the finances continue to be available for her. But we learned last week that because her condition has worsened, that they need to move her into a higher level of care, which will be more costly. We know that God will provide what we need when we need it. He is faithful. We have no worries about that at all. But there will be doubtless very little, if any, financial inheritance remaining. I kind of laugh when I think of that. My parents were teachers. There's no inheritance expected. But there will be very little, if any. My brother and I don't care about that at all, because actually, thanks to my mom, we have an inheritance that is priceless, that money can't buy. You see, my mom was the one who was responsible for leading us to the Lord. You see, when my mom and dad first met, mom had been a Christian all of her life, but my dad was not. Well, mom led him and his mother to the Lord. And I probably have shared before, but I was in church when I was in the womb. And when I was old enough, it was mainly my mom who helped me understand who Jesus was as my Savior. Mom is responsible for an inheritance in my life more precious than gold. Because of my mom, you're listening to this call today, and the ripples of my mom's faithfulness go so much further. Well, as we are reading through the book by Max Lucado, Unshakable Hope, we came to the chapter on the promise of inheritance, and I couldn't help but think of the inheritance my mom gave me as I read this chapter. You may or may not have a similar faith inheritance as I described, but one thing we all know for sure is that God has provided us with our eternal inheritance. We are His children, no matter what our past. We are His children, and He is our Abba Father. Romans 8 verifies this. Romans 8, starting in verse 14, we pick it up. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Yes, yes, he is our Father. We are heirs, co-heirs with Christ. We are daughters of the King. Princesses. Oh, our author, Max Lucado, gives a little more detail in chapter 4 of Unshakable Hope. He writes this: you will never exhaust God's resources. At no time does he wave away your prayer with, come back tomorrow, I'm tired, weary, depleted. God is affluent, wealthy in love, abundant in hope, overflowing in wisdom. People of promise believe in the abundance of supernatural resources. Don't we need them? Aren't we prone to depletions? He writes, how often do you find yourself thinking, I'm out of solutions, or there's no way this will work, or I can't fix this? Oh, I know, I've said all those things. Our author goes on to write, for such moments, God gives this promise. We are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. So the cronies of dismay, gloom, and dejection have no answer for the promise of inheritance. So we tell them, my Lord will help me. Strength is on the way. The gauge may be bouncing on empty, but I will not run out of fuel. My Father will not allow it. I am a child of the living, loving God, and He will help me. Amen and amen. You know, our inheritance stands ready for us to claim today and every day. We don't have to wait. We can dip into God's rich and generous gifts for whatever we need. Do you need direction today? God has it for you. Do you need wisdom? Oh, God has it for you. Do you need patience, love, peace of mind, reassurance, rest, strength, comfort, endurance, courage, mercy, power, grace, hope. God has it in abundance, and He stands ready to open the inheritance storehouse for you to claim right now, because He's our Father. We are His daughters. We are His heirs. So let's live as heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ, not as people without hope, but as daughters of the King who have access to the richest inheritance. Oh, as God told Joshua, He says to us today, arise and receive the inheritance that I, God, have promised you. Arise and receive the inheritance today. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.